Harvest challenges continue across the Hoosier State. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's weekend weather outlook. And we have another round of scattered precipitation that's going to be trying to head towards us today. This is a system that, if we were in the dead of winter, you've heard me say it earlier this week here on Hoosier Ag Today, this would be called Alberta Clipper System, ripping down out of the Canadian prairies. It's not in the dead of winter, so mostly we're talking about moisture. I still say the system is operating the same way. Hit and miss scattered moisture running across parts of northern Minnesota and Wisconsin here as we come into the pre-dawn hours, and then through the rest of your Saturday, this moisture streaks across Michigan, northern and east to central parts of Indiana, and then into Ohio. So it's less of a direct shot for the Hoosier State, more of a direct shot for Ohio as we're talking to you right now. But the idea is the same. Moisture is going to be around, hit and miss scattered showers, a few hundreds to a few tenths. And even in places that don't get precipitation today, at least for about two-thirds of Indiana, the northern two-thirds, I think is going to be dominated by cloud cover, which means we're not going to be seeing evaporation come exceptionally quickly. And honestly, clouds can be a big factor even in the south and southwestern parts of the state. Behind this clipper system, much colder air comes in overnight tonight through tomorrow. Very chilly. If we would see clouds break at all, I would be saying we're looking at a very hard frost here. As it is, clouds probably protect us a few degrees, but we're still quite chilly for all of Sunday. And with the chill, I think clouds are also going to dominate a large part of the day, so evaporation will be slow. Then we get temperatures to bump a little bit on Monday. Clouds break, and hey, it's not a bad day. Could do some field work if things dry down. But for example, this past Wednesday, we just did not see things dry very quickly. We could be looking at a similar scenario. All of a sudden, overnight Monday night Tuesday, we have hit and miss moisture starting to try and fire back off in Wisconsin, northern parts of Illinois, eastern Iowa. It tracks across Lake Michigan into Michigan, and I think northern Indiana has to be looking out for a few hit and miss scattered showers too, mostly north of State Road 14, but I'm not going to draw a hard line there. And we follow that up then with hit and miss scattered showers across Michigan, northern Illinois as we move from Tuesday night through Wednesday, Wednesday night into early Thursday, and we're playing with fire. Right now I'm saying I think they stay just north of the Hoosier State, but they can make some incursions down here anytime. This is a warm front that's setting up, and it's part of our next weather system. That weather system is kicking out sooner now. Wednesday afternoon through Thursday, I think we're looking at scattered rain showers across northern parts of Indiana, and then through Thursday, this settles southward across the rest of the state. So moisture's coming sooner. And then behind that, we have about a day and a half of dryness before rain comes back for the weekend, the 28th and 29th. I'm Ryan Martin.
Some seed companies are like sheep, just doing what the leader does and trying to look innovative. Move your farm operation to the front of the pack when you work with a seed company that carves its own path. Seed Genetics Direct. They're bucking the trend for 2024 and making changes to their corn and soybean seed lineups and treatments that will deliver better agronomics, better yield, and a better bottom line. For more information and to view their seed guide, visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.